Proclamation number 6157 of 7th of January, 1955. Intercession for souls in darkness. I will show mercy to all who entrust your love to me. There is great hardship in the kingdom of the beyond, especially for those souls which have no advocate on earth, which are forgotten by people or have acquired so little love that they are only thought of in displeasure. All these souls have a bitter fate. They are in tormenting darkness and completely without strength, so that they cannot help themselves alone and are dependent on help. They reap what they have sown, and their fate is not unjust, it is not undeserved, for such souls cannot expect anything other than what they have acquired for themselves in earthly life, where they were completely without love. Nevertheless, they shall also be helped, and the love they lack must be offered from another side. But which I also accept and book for the benefit of those souls. Whatever love you give to these souls is given to them again as strength which they can now use according to their will. But a soul which receives the supply of strength through your love also knows the purpose for which it receives it, and it is so grateful for the help that it eagerly endeavors to increase the strength, that it then also uses the strength to work with love. It will never reject a person's love, whereas it often resists the same efforts on the part of the world of light because it has no faith in what they tell it, for the beings of light stand before them in the same condition and are therefore not listened to. But people on earth, especially those who are close to them, achieve much more, for those unhappy souls look up to them because they see the strength of love emanating from them as a ray which is a blessing to them. You humans have great power over those souls in darkness if you remember them with love. If you want to help them, for they feel this and have confidence in you and also listen to you if you reproach them or proclaim the gospel to them. And no matter how stubborn a soul is, no matter how blind and ignorant it may be, your love changes the state. It immediately understands you if your thoughts are filled with love, and then it also accepts. Without love there is no progress, on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. Without love there is no redemption from the abyss. And I give the souls in darkness the great grace that the love which is turned towards them from earth is recognizable as light. As light which gives them hope and never shines in vain. Those you remember whose adversity prompts you to call for help are truly not abandoned, for what you give to me through your love for those souls I also pass on and also commission my messengers in the spiritual kingdom to help in a special way. And it will not be without success. The souls in the kingdom of the beyond are only little thought of by people. The belief in a continuation of life is not very strong, and that is why the connections are also severed for most people. The concern for spiritual well-being does not occupy them, and only few thoughts follow them. It is also dark around people on earth, and the souls do not return there where they find nothing that is good for them. Also remember those souls who are without intercession. Call them to you in the will to help them. Let your love also radiate into the depth, for a soul will always cling to this ray of light and descend, and it will come to you from where the light shone for it. Pray to it what it lacks. Light and power. Bring my word close to it and you have already succeeded in bringing its salvation, because my word has such power that it always desires to hear it and will therefore always stay where it is offered food and drink which your love can make accessible to it. And those redeemed souls will thank you eternally. Amen.